This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This part of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Them out, franklinarmory.com. As we do, we are going to kick off the week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How goes it, sir?
Bill, we have to start talking every day because we go away for a weekend and the world goes crazy.
It does.
It just, I know you're busy Saturday with your Gun Owners News Hour. There's so much to talk about. I do have to laugh. It's a bit of gallows humor. But the governor of Michigan was sitting there. She was in a quandary. She has been Miss Lockdown USA. And she says, you can't open your business, but you can gather in crowds to protest.
Right.
Most of the USA is smarter than that. The end of May, I just saw the numbers came out. We added 2.5 million jobs. That's the best month on record and the shortest recession on record.
Yep.
Looks like the USA is coming back.
Yeah, and I don't think the left were prepared for that. I think it actually caught Trump by surprise, to be honest with you. But at the same time, a lot of economists were, you know, these companies, when they opened back up, they had to have people to work for them.
That's right.
So they had to get the people that knew how to do the work already, so they brought them back in. So.
And what we see on our TV. Well, we'll talk about where the pictures are coming from, but the pictures of burning in small parts of our deep blue cities isn't the USA. It's barely a small fraction of the USA. And there is some rationality still left in our legal system. The 77-year-old Michigan barber who was arrested for opening his shop, the Michigan Supreme Court said, nah, that's ridiculous. You can't deny a person the right to a livelihood when you don't really have the data that the threat is real. And they rejected the $5,000 a day fines that the Michigan State had imposed.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things they just can't escape now, and I'm just waiting to see how the left is going to play it. They were locked down, and now they're out rioting, and it's the same major areas that were locked down for the most part. And we've had a little bit of it here. We've had a little bit of it here, to be sure, but nothing violent.
Well, we inadvertently conducted an experiment in epidemiology for Liberty University in Virginia. They sent most of their students home with COVID. You know, said, oh, we're frightened. Go home if you can. And then some students said, my mom's got cancer treatment. My dad's immunocompromised. I'm from outside the country. They had 1,200 students they had to keep in the dorm. Now, they did the, you know, cleanliness theater. We can't hand you that bag of that squeeze bottle of ketchup. Here are the little plastic squeeze packets instead. Not one student was ill with COVID by the end of the semester, which just closed. Now, 1,200 to 0 is not a bad rate because these should be a cohort. The way they students mingle, you'd think they would get and transmit the disease it turns out they don't. We discovered that the people who are asymptomatic are also not communicable. They don't communicate the disease to others. If you don't have the fever, you may have had the disease, but you won't spread it. So that's great news.
Yeah, but they are. If they've had some, and I don't know. I would love to know what their definition of a spike is, because in certain places they're saying, well, COVID-19 is spiking due to this. And, well, it's okay. Yes, it is.
You know, as long as our hospitals, I spoke to a guy who has actually been an emergency room nurse. He's been in triage situations, you know, a terrible accident, a fire, a riot. And he goes, as long as the hospitals are not doing triage, we all face the same risks. Go get sick. March on. I'm sorry if you have the sniffles. For most of you, that's all it's going to be. Go get it. Don't go. This is not the month to go hug grandma, but it's the flu. It's the bad flu, but it's the flu. March on.
I had a repairman come today because he had to. The cooktop is messed up. It's running on its own. He comes in, he's got a mask on. I'm like, listen, I've been tested. I've had it. And he starts out by going, oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm like, what? I said, should have it. We should all get it so we can build up this herd immunity that everybody needs. And then that way you guys don't have to run around wearing a mask. Wondering who has it and who doesn't.
I had a repairman in this week as well. Also, the guy's wearing a mask. I think we're going to discover how bad the statistics were. We saw huge spikes initially because we weren't testing. We didn't know to look. Well, that huge run-up when we start to test makes us think it's a monster disease that's widely virulent, easily spread, and now it's crashing. And no one knows why it's crashing, too. We haven't reached herd immunity. The numbers were bad going in.
Yeah. It was based upon some dude that had never gotten it right, and for some reason they decided to lean on that. Yeah.
Your buddy in England. When we come back, we have to talk about what politicians are talking about doing to our society, like getting rid of police. Some blue cities are going to try it. It's going to be a nightmare.
Only for them. Only for them. I mean,
yes. What we need, I think, you and the ninjas to do is to sit here and go, that's a bad idea. Leave the police. And when it blows up in their face, we have to say, Trump didn't do that to you. You did it to yourself. Because that's the story they will try and tell.
You know, and we got about a minute and a half left. I saw where, for some reason, Fox News decided to run a CNN poll that shows Biden 14 points ahead of Trump now. And, you know, when Trump said, well, I'll send out the troops if you guys do not quell the chaos, which he left it to the states in the same manner that he left COVID-19 to the states.
Right.
And, you know, he got out there and said something about that, and all the generals were like, hurrump, hurrump, hurrump. And then instead he just, you know, he just put that out there like he does, as he does. And then now everybody's out there. Well, of course, Biden's going to wipe up the floor with him. I'm like, Biden doesn't even know where the floor is. If you said, look over there's the floor, Joe, he'd be like, huh? So, I mean, Joe Biden goes places and he doesn't even know if he gets there. But when I saw that poll, I was like, okay, this must be an indicator that things are calming down now, because now we're going to go back to polls about who's ahead of what. Anyway,
right.
For those of you that like the kind of stuff that you hear when Rob is here, he does, of course, write at Slowfax WordPress blog, where it goes from there to ClashDaily.com, which is the Doug Giles website. And Doug, of course, is a very shy and retiring sort of pundit kind of dude. And then from there it goes to Ammo Land, which has broken into it's broken the glass ceiling into being below. It's in the top 1,000 websites viewed on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morrison. You wanted to talk about some of these people that wish to defund their police departments.
Yeah, it reminds me very much of people who aren't sick and say, you know, we should get rid of doctors. And I'm going, do you have no memory? I mean, I understand that you're not sick right now. I understand that you're not the victim of crime right now. But you understand, it does happen. It will happen to you. It will happen to your neighbors. All right. Wow. Dozens of black businesses were destroyed by these looting and riot that we saw across the country. Many more black businessmen were murdered by looters than were ever injured by the police during an entire year. And yet now we have calls to disband the police. We saw it in Minneapolis and Seattle. The L.A. mayor said he'll slash the police budget. There are similar calls. The city council hasn't acted yet in Phoenix and Austin. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he'd slash the New York City Police Department because, of course, there's no crime in New York City. Just to show you that left-wing crazy is dangerous, there were calls by the and I don't know whether it was the provost, which university administrator said it, within the University of Minnesota, but they said they would no longer work with the police. And, of course, you then have to ask, well, who are you going to call then if your son is robbed, your daughter's raped on campus? Hi, I'm an intern with the sociology department. How may I help you?
The thing that I'm hearing, and I heard this from the head of the Minneapolis I think her name is Lisa Bender, the head of the Minneapolis City Council. She said that when asked the question about what will you do if you have to call someone, she said, I think that comes from privilege. Because some people, when they call the police, get a much, they get, have more harm done to them than if they, then the police are going to, you know, help them with. Then if, I guess if a home invader's in, it's better to let the home invader do whatever he's going to do to you. Like that lady in New Jersey who I think he beat her for 11 minutes, which that doesn't sound like a really long time unless you're being beaten. And then when you're being beaten for 11 minutes, that's an awful long time. 11 minutes is a long time to be beat on. And,
pro fights are 3-minute rounds. That's long. Amateurs go 2 minutes.
Yeah, but there's, you know, both of those fighters know how to fight.
Yeah.
You know, if you're 72 years old and you're living at home alone and you got 5 youths coming in there and they're beating on you, they probably don't have any technique, but they're still going to hurt you.
And that's over in 10 seconds. What's additionally frightening, and I hope it's not widespread, the George Soros-backed prosecutor that was elected in St. Louis released the rioters and looters, like what we saw with bail reform in New York City.
Yeah.
The thugs are right back on the street. We've seen police attacked, ambushed deliberately by thugs. You know, the cops are sitting there getting ready to patrol and they get shot.
See, I think the question, instead of saying, are they going to defund the police? I mean, they've had a lot of police in Minneapolis already quit and retire and take early retirement. And as they're leaving, they're looking, you know, they're basically making the statement as they leave. They're saying, okay, you guys are on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things where if they, you know, if they get what they want, and to a degree, I think they should get what they want. If they honestly want this, I think they should have a stab at it. It's going to be very painful for a lot of people that didn't have anything to do with this. They didn't want it. But, hey, this is what they want. They want majority rules. That's true democracy, don't you know? They want majority rules and let the mob decide and, you know, okay. You got it. That's the way I feel about it. I know that's sort of a cop-out, and I get that. But at the same time, I can't help but just think, well, let's let them have what they want, and let's see how much they enjoy that.
Absolutely. You know, and I want to sort of mock the city council that said police are a luxury. Yes, they are, just like clean water, electricity, vaccines, fresh food, and toilet paper. They're the things I'm used to having because I don't live in a communist country. And, you know, in the United States, it used to be that everybody got them. And I guess now if you've got elected communists into your city council, you won't. The rest of us, Bill, largely you and I, we live in moderately sized towns in red states, and I'll keep my police, thank you. I mean, well, even I think Miami was one of the larger cities with a Republican mayor, San Diego as well, who've been absolutely peaceful. Now, if you have a communist mayor like Denver, Salt Lake City, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Boston, Portland, you know, you got to get used to smoking ash with your food, I guess.
Something. When Shaun White, and I'm not convinced that Shaun White is a young black man. I think he's a white kid that looks like a black man or thinks he's a black man. He got out there the other day and on Twitter said, all of these places where all of the destruction is happening is Democrats. We voted for these people. So that's almost a glimmer of hope, you know, that self-awareness thing that everybody should try to develop. And with that, I sort of thought, okay, now if Shaun White's going to go this route, who's going to be listening to him? But I think it may have gone a little too far. And I, you know, we're going to see. I don't know. This kind of confusion, and I'll explain what I'm talking about in the next segment. This kind of confusion always makes me scratch my head as these people are out here demanding stuff. It's like demanding, you know, why should we have to wear seatbelts? Why do we need airbags? I mean, I don't like those things myself because that drives the price of a car up. But I mean, they actually work. So
they do work.
Yeah. So anyway.
And we're going to talk about Chicago when we come back.
Sure. Now, for podcasts, which, you know, podcasts are you know, huge. Rob does two. He does two podcasts. He does the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble cast where they tackle multiple targets. And then there's the Unique Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a forensic breakdown of actual armed self-defense. Looked back upon, what did he do right, what did he do wrong? That kind of thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are unveiling a new sweeping police reform package seeking to quickly respond to the outrage that swept across the country in response to George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Democrat from California Karen Bass says the reforms are needed.
I am certain that police officers want to make sure they are trained in the best practices in policing. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public.
A public viewing for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It comes ahead of a private memorial service that will take place on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family today, and a judge sets bail at $1 million for the former Minneapolis police officer charged with second-degree murder in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News. Some people battling COVID-19 are suffering from another kind of outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Mask acne, or maskne as it's being called in social media posts, is for real, and healthcare workers are most at risk for it, as they're wearing their masks the most, for hours at a time sometimes. The blemishes are caused by the rubbing of the mask and the trapping of hot moisture underneath it, dilating facial pores and letting bacteria and oil clog the pores. Dermatologists recommend washing your face before and after wearing a mask and using a gentle moisturizer that helps strengthen the skin barrier.
Georgia and West Virginia are set to hold primaries on Tuesday after having postponed them due to COVID-19. Around 1.5 million voters requested absentee ballots in Georgia, and nearly 200,000 absentee ballots have been sent out in West Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKIN Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We were speaking with Rob Morris. We're talking about the group insanity that we seem to be going through right now. Did you listen to the news when the Democrats, with what the Democrats want to do as far as on the federal level?
I just a few seconds ago announced on your station.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm shaking my head. We're going to further limit the police because policemen bad. And I'm going, and looters good? Do we have a failure to grasp the obvious here?
Well, I mean, what they're going to do is they're going to, first of all, they're trying to legislate the nature of man, which is impossible.
Right.
It's impossible. It's like trying to say, we want to outlaw crime.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, in this world of ours, whether it is a communist regime or a republic like ours or anything in between, the nature of man always sort of intrudes on that one. And
not moving,
so,
is it?
No, and, you know, there's a very small percentage of America that is, you know, criminal.
Right.
And we know where a lot of them are. For all of this, you know, they're starting to conflate numbers on black men killed by involving drug deals, which are all in the inner city. We know 2% of the crimes happen in 51% of the counties in the United States. And, you know, nobody's, if Black Lives Matter and all the leftists want to stop a lot of young black men from getting killed, go to Chicago.
Bill, I think you transposed those numbers. What I think you mean to say is that in 2% of our counties, we have 51% of the murders.
You were right. It did.
That's okay. Do we want to turn the United States into Chicago? And here's, we have very good predictions about what will happen. Canada had a police strike in 1969, height of the peace generation. By the end of the day, 6 banks had been robbed, 100 shots had been looted, 12, more than a score had been set on fire. Storefront glass broken in over 40 shops. And then they called in the Mounties and armed forces and said, stop this right now. At least will we retain our outrage, or will the media said, oh, this is just a settling in process to the new normal? I hope not. I don't want Chicago to become our new normal. They killed, 18 people in one day at the last days of May. And crime happens all the time. I don't want my family and friends to live with that.
Well, the thing about Chicago has a revolving door system. So these cops,
right.
I mean, for all of the crime and all the stuff we talk about within Chicago, it happens in a very small area. They know which blocks they live on. They know in which buildings they live. And there's about, I think it's between 1,500 and 1,900 individuals that actually turn out to be responsible for most of this crime. It's all drug-related. It's all gang-related.
Yep.
And while the left is out there, you know, all of these things that are, all these really bad things that are happening are in leftist-controlled cities, and they're blaming Trump for it for some stupid reason. But, you know, I don't get that correlation at all. That's the way a leftist thinks.
Thank you for pointing out that contradiction, because that's, as near as I can tell, the game they're playing. They shoot themselves in the foot and then say Trump did it. Seems like a silly story. I wonder how many will believe it. But what you and I know, because you've had bad weather, I've had bad weather, policing doesn't stop. Just because the cops can't get to me, what it does is it reverts to the people on scene. We'll clean up the trees. We'll protect our neighborhoods. We'll protect our neighbors. Do we know rules of force law as well as the police? Nope. But we're going to protect our kids, and security won't stop. We're going to have to protect ourselves as we drive to work. If we still have a place to work, we're going to protect our family at night, and we're probably going to start neighborhood watch committees. That's started in Chicago as the police have retreated, and Mayor Lightfoot called the people who were defending their neighborhoods vigilantes. They're not.
Yeah. Well, you know, this. I'm glad I don't live in one of these areas. I would find a way to move. I know it's not that simple and it's not that easy, but that
right.
kind of stupidity where they get out there. The whole purpose of government is to do a couple of things and then they're supposed to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the very basic things they do is set the stage for the security of its citizens, not provide it, mind you, not the feds. They leave that to the locals. So these locals are going to do away with this. And you know, this is sort of an interesting thing because during the civil rights movement, law enforcement had to go down from the federal level and take it away from the states in the South during that whole Mississippi burning time. And it was against black America. And now they're wanting to get rid of things that are, and it's not, you know, when you look at the numbers of how many, I saw the unarmed people that were killed in the United States in the last year. 41 unarmed people have been killed by police in the United States. 9 were black, 19 were white, 9 were Hispanic, I think. And
right.
Unarmed does not necessarily mean not dangerous. It just means they didn't have an axe or a gun.
Right.
And but I'm ready for these guys to get what they want. If this is what they want, I'm ready for them to get what they want. And I'm ready, you know, the citizenry, unfortunately, they're going to have to get tribal just to protect themselves.
We are going to, a lot of them are going to be along for the ride, and the rest of us get to sit back and watch and say, we told you so. In the next segment, and I've heard you talk about this as being the end of gun control, because people are frightened and they want to protect themselves. And that's a very polarized issue. The Democrats have now, I think, shot themselves in the foot by saying, oh, guns are bad, and all these frightened...
I'm sure they'll propose plenty of it, because, I mean, being a leftist means you never have to be embarrassed by being stupid.
When we come back from the break in the next segment, there is part of a mystery in the gun culture that I want to explain to these brand new gun owners. Someone needs to tell them. It's really simple.
Very good. Very good. We will do that. And in the meantime, for those of you that might want to read some of Rob's stuff, you can go to Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can go to ClashDaily.com, but you'll see the same thing. If you, there's three places you can go to get the same article in a lot of cases. Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and then AmmoLand.com. And then, of course, for the audio, which is very, very, very good, you can find his audio, Self-Defense Gun Stories, for example, at Stitcher Radio, iTunes, anywhere fine podcasts are available. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, speaking about the, I don't know how to put it. I understand people are frustrated and everything else. I just don't quite, get it. Although, I before you take off, I do want to say this. You know, back in the day, back in the 70s, when I was, I started getting, in the mid-70s, like, it was 6 years after Martin Luther King had been assassinated. And I was integrated into a black neighborhood. Now, a lot of times they would integrate black children into white neighborhoods, which was, I don't know how that worked because that never happened to me. I was integrated into a black neighborhood. So I'd ride a bus 35 miles every day to go to junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And never had an issue. Not one. And I understand that there's some stuff that does happen due to certain things, but until most of these police officers respond to, they get called out on black on black crime,
right?
Where in these cities where they also get accused of brutality, and that doesn't make the brutality they get accused of. That should be squashed first chance. They should all go to jail when that happens, when they cross the line and become a lawbreaker.
Right.
But all of these things are conflating. They're conflating Breonna Taylor, which those guys were those guys that killed her are murderers. They might have been wearing badges that night, but they were murderers.
Yep.
That was a malfeasance of office of the highest degree. And they should all go down. They should all go down. I don't know how that's going, but they should all go down. Then you got this guy who's a 20-year veteran kneeling on this guy's neck. That's a whole different thing. But it happens in Democrat bastions of power. And there's your common denominator. There's your common denominator. Garcetti in L.A., he called his cops killers.
Yeah.
In the press.
And I think part of that, Bill, is that the police unions in Democrat cities make it so difficult to remove bad cops. The officer who killed Floyd, those three other officers, I believe, were his trainees.
Well, two of them are rookies, and if he was a 20-year guy, he probably had time in grade, and I don't know how that works in law enforcement, so I don't know. I don't know. This is why I'm not a cop, because if I saw that happening, I'd be putting that cop into a rear naked choke and saying, how about get up?
Right.
Then if he wants to fight after that, then I guess we could. But you know what? I'm not going to let that. That's not going to happen in front of me.
Well, and so. You, as a military vet, you were told what to do when you received an unlawful order, when you saw unlawful conduct.
Right.
I know our police have heard it, but you have to fault management that it, in this case, stops with a Democrat mayor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in Louisville over Breonna Taylor, that
right,
a lot of the cops walked out on the mayor over that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they had some sort of a reactive team that, I don't know where it was. There was a bunch of guys that just walked out of their special assignment. So
I think it was Buffalo.
It was Buffalo. But what we're going to see very soon is we're not going to see too many people want to be cops. It's going to become self-fulfilling. Nobody's going to want to be a cop, so they'll just quit being a cop, and then it'll all be academic. And then everybody gets to see what they get when that happens. I mean, you've already seen it. I mean, recently, the most recent time that we've gotten to see around here was 1992.
Yeah.
When we had the riots in L.A., the cops pulled back. We've been seeing the Ferguson effect happening in various places where the cops don't go in. All right. And
we saw the beginnings of it earlier this year with bail reform.
Yeah. That's a real winner there too. So anyway,
I do want to just one short point before we close. We've had a million new gun owners last month, and as near as I can tell, that started every month in 2020, which is a little unusual. It's a significant uptick, and there's some invisible truths they need to learn. Crime happens everywhere.
Yep.
It's not just at home. It could be on your way to church. There's no safe space. You need to embrace the gun culture. You will not get an engraved imitation. And you're not an action hero. You won't be shooting multiple attackers on the move. I mean, a few of us have taken those classes. It's something to learn. You haven't learned it yet. And there's sort of a dark mystery of self-defense, and that is that the good guys who prevail cheat. Little old granny who's in her house, hardly ever, it's been years since she shot her gun. How did she defend herself against three thugs? The same way Bill learned to defend himself in the military. If you're outnumbered and outgunned, make them come to you. Hide in your back room. Don't make it a fair fight. Light the center of your house. Have a dog or an alarm. When they come down the hallway, stop a lethal threat that you've identified. And you need to identify it. You can't shoot your neighborhood. Your neighbor, you could be saying, hey, Gladys, somebody lit your car on fire on the street. You have to see it. And once you see it, defend yourself and the people behind you until the threat goes away. That problem is a problem that inexperienced defenders can solve. Thank goodness.
Well, most armed self-defense is inexperienced people anyway.
Right.
People don't go train.
You and I have made comment, because it is so rare, there was that black man who had just come from a three-day training course. I later found out it was his first course. So he may have fired 1,000 rounds in his life. He just fired 800 that weekend. He comes home, picks up his son, and is attacked by a gang member in the back alley. The very predictable results. He prevailed.
Yes.
The gang member died. Most of us don't, you know, most of us haven't been to that three-day course.
All very good stuff. I just, I'm not tired of this. I don't want to make this, I want to make that very clear. But I don't understand what people think the outcome is going to be if you take away a buffer.
Right.
Are there bad cops? Yes, there are, and it's very bad. But the good cops, 99.9% of the cops out there are good cops. They joined the police department to make a difference. Very few of them shoot and kill anybody, and they're there. They show up every day, and they're the ones trying to make a difference. A lot of them have been doing it for decades, and now all of a sudden people seem to think that this is the moment, right? Why wasn't it the moment when Martin Luther King was murdered? Why wasn't it the moment when Malcolm X was murdered? Why didn't we have that when those things were going on? And those were two historic black leaders that didn't necessarily get along. But, Malcolm X got out there and said, beware the white liberal.
Right.
So, and a lot of people quote him, but, that's a quote they really need to pay attention to, because this is who's... all of these policies that have resulted in all of this carnage came from the Democrats.
There are a few cops. I've read their stories. They're very vocal. They say, I was out on the beat. I was alone. A bunch of citizens, I was watching over an area. A bunch of citizens stood up behind me and had my back. Thank you to those police officers and to those citizens for supporting the police in their area.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to have the weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.